Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Felicia Sargent with the Ann Carlson Center. We have Chris Nitschke, Therapy Operations Manager at the Ann Carlson Center, and Lana Schmidt. She is a speech therapist at the Ann Carlson Center. And Lana, Chris, and Felicia, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think I know where I need to go for some speech therapy.
We can help you.
Yeah, I'll have to work on that. But Felicia, again, we're doing this thing with the Ann Carlson Center where we're able to highlight the many different individuals that work at the Ann Carlson Center, but also highlight the different celebrations we have, the Speech Therapy Month. We've talked about occupational therapy mm-hmm. before, but this is something fun that we'll be doing on the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're just, Ann Carlson cares about the community and community as a whole, whether it's Dutchman County, the state, everything, because it's such a wide-reaching opportunity mm-hmm. for us to do. So Speech Therapy Month is this month in May.
Yes, all of May, Speech Therapy Month. So, of course, we have Lana and Chris talking about it today. For those who don't know what speech therapy is, would you mind explaining what the speech therapy is?
Sure. What speech therapy is, it's helped a variety of people from birth until through, I've worked with persons that were 107 years old in my past. So we have a wide variety of ages. Ann Carlson centers around children. We work with speech disorders. So if you're not saying your sounds right, or if no one's understanding your child very well, we help them speak better. We also work with assistive technology in augmentative communication. Those are for individuals who are unable to speak, and there are a lot of those from a variety of reasons, whether it be from a severe speech disorder that just isn't able to be cured, or wherever they are, if they're on the autism spectrum, something like that. They're not able to speak. So we use devices that gives them voices so that they can interact in their environment, tell people what they want, whether that be good or bad, or indicate what they may need.
Yeah.
We also work with voice. Someone who is either very hoarse, have vocal nodules, a variety of voice problems. We also work with that. We work with stuttering. That is a pretty rare diagnosis this day and age. You don't hear about it too often anymore, but we do work with those as well. And we work with language. A lot with language. Actually, most of our little ones that we see before the age of three, we're helping them learn language, whether they're there because of a diagnosis that is obvious, like Down syndrome or cerebral palsy, something like that. When they're born with that, we know that they're going to be behind, so yeah, we can help them learn their language. And we work all the way through at Ann Carlson to age 21.
Wow, 3 to 21.
Yep.
And when you speak about speech therapy, it sounds like there's more to it than just being able to speak. There's the different, issues in there that you pointed out,
right,
that you focus on. Now, does speech therapy also work with like audiology as well as hearing and everything too?
An audiologist does the testing and will tell us where their hearing is at, so we can do things with their language regarding with their hearing. And we also do swallowing as well. That's actually a really large part of our caseload at Ann Carlson. Is people don't think little kids have trouble eating, but oh yes, they do.
Yeah.
With coughing and choking and not being able to maintain adequate nutrition or hydration, we deal with all that as well. Teaching people, children, how to swallow mm-hmm. safely.
Okay. Again, we have Chris Nitschke and Lana Schmidt joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Chris, you wanted to kind of mention a little bit about expanding the speech therapy program a little bit at the Ann Carlson Center too, right?
Yeah, speech therapy is a very needed field right now. We actually have 6 talented people as part of our team at Ann Carlson, and we're actually looking to expand by a team member or two. And right now, there is a new position called an SLPLA, a licensed assistant.
Okay.
And it's brand new this year, and we happen to be looking for someone who would potentially be interested.
Perfect.
As well as somebody as a speech therapist who is already licensed and working or having their CFY and would like some supervision, we would accommodate those as well.
Perfect. So through this month of May, we're celebrating speech therapists during Better Hearing and Speech Month, an opportunity to raise awareness about communication disorders, the role that they play in providing life-altering treatment. And that goes, there's many different other roles as far as a speech therapist goes, but very important to be able to communicate with them so they can communicate with others.
Exactly.
So, Felicia, is there anything else, Chris, that you wanted to add?
I think one part that is often missed, and as we've learned in a team environment, that we observe many behaviors, and we call them behaviors as if they're a negative thing, but a behavior is something that you exhibit every day. But when you see children struggling or seeing children having a tantrum-like behavior, it's often because their communication is a part that's lacking. Oh, for sure. So it takes a combination of the communication assistance as well with the other treatment as well to make that child successful and in their environment. And we have a talented group of individuals at the center that help them with these needs.
Excellent. And as a speech therapist, you have to know many different ways to communicate with that child as well, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. There's a wide variety of ways to communicate. Yeah. Behavior is a large part of that. Facial expressions, body language, you have to really look at the kid and see what they're doing. Because oftentimes a look or a point or a touch can mean so much more than what people really think.
Right, absolutely. So celebrate fellow speech therapists like Lana. I know we have a lot in the community. And as Chris said, about six at the Ann Carlson Center. Felicia, we'll keep celebrating them for the rest of the month, right?
Absolutely, we will. And it just reminded me when Lana was talking about, you know, again, we talk about we roll everything back around to our missions and those, and the independence being a gift for all. Mm-hmm. Talk about the independence of speech and communication, whether it's through adaptive technology or actually being able to use their own voice to be able to portray that independence. And it's something that you just can't imagine unless you've experienced it.
Absolutely. If anybody has questions about speech therapy or anything else at the Ann Carlson Center, what are some ways they can get a hold of you?
Certainly go to our website, anncarlson.org, and take a look there, whether it just be for general information about it or jobs, as Chris was talking about. All of that information will be on there.
Excellent. Very good. Chris, Lana, Felicia, anything else you guys wanted to add? Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.